Aloha, everybody. We're about to start here in a minute or two. I don't know if anybody can hear me outside, if you want to make your way in. And if you're in here, go ahead and find a seat, and we'll just start in a moment. But yeah, it looks like most of us are here. Yeah, okay. Well, what a special day. It's not a day that any of us as family or friends look forward to say farewell, aloha to somebody, especially someone we love. And so as we are here today to remember Jackie, to reflect on her life, reflect on the imprint she left on each one of us, and certainly the imprint that Jesus left on her, which then was affected each one of us, I know, in a different way. But we're here to celebrate her too, so keep that in mind. I know we're going to have song and dance, and there's going to be some words shared with from family, and then of course at the end I'll share from God's word, as the Lord has a lot to say about where Jackie's at right now. But as we start the service, you want to just stand as we open in prayer, and we'll go ahead and ask the Lord's blessing on this time together. All right, let's pray. Heavenly Father, we just come to you with somewhat heavy hearts, Lord, as we come in a manner of mourning and grief and loss, Lord, as we remember Jackie. But Lord, at the same time, we thank you as you gave us the gift of friendship, of relationship with her, and we thank you for Jackie. Lord, what a life she lived, what a testimony she has been, and Lord, we can't help but just celebrate the work that you did in her. And Lord, we would just pray, we would invite the presence of your Holy Spirit in this place as we want to honor you as well as honoring your daughter this morning. Lord, would you minister to each person here? Lord, I know that each one has a unique tie to her in their own special way. And Lord, we pray that you'd bring comfort as only you can. Lord, that supernatural work in each person's heart. Lord, we pray that you'd fill this place. And we do ask, Lord, that as we remember through both tears and through smiles, Lord, that Jackie's life would be truly celebrated, as that's why we're here. So we lift these things all up to you now in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. This is Chauncey Bermudez, friend of Jackie's. Huh?
Call up Maria.
Oh, okay. Okay. Yep. He's going to start us out in some music.
You guys may be seated. I call up Maria. Forever by God. I'd like to call up Jared. Come on. Thank you.
Thank you, Chauncey. Thank you, Maria, Martin. Thank you, Jared. We watched Jared growing up here dancing at some of our school events and stuff. He's gotten really good. That was lovely. You guys honored your mom well. Yeah, thank you. At this time, I'm going to ask John Amano to come up. He's going to share some words and reflect on Jackie. So let's welcome John.
Welcome, family and friends, to Jackie's celebration of life. Jackie was a mother, grandmother, wife, daughter, sister, auntie, friend, and a faithful servant of God. In this time of sorrow, we find strength and comfort in our shared faith and the promise of eternal life through our Lord Jesus Christ. Throughout her life, Jackie faced challenges and adversities, yet she remained faith unshaken. She trusted in the Lord with all her heart and found comfort in the words from the Bible. Jackie instilled Christian values into our children, not just through her words, but through her actions. Jackie's legacy of faith will continue through our children and grandchildren. The summer of 1979, I met Jackie in Waikiki at a bar called Red Lines. A local boy met a beautiful California girl. I was in awe. It was Saturday night fever. Colorful lights illuminating the dance floor, mirror balls reflecting, music playing on records, and disco was happening. There was only one problem. I had two left foot, so I shook my booty and the rest is history. Our story. On March 17, 1982, we were blessed with the birth of our daughter, Jennifer Marie. Being a mom was one of Jackie's greatest gifts and adventures that she experienced. It brought her joy, exhaustion, love, patience, affection, and gratitude. Motherhood came naturally to her. Jackie was my children's best friend. She was someone who loved them unconditionally and more than life itself. Jackie was an angel sent from God to watch and protect them throughout their lives. On January 8, 1983, at Makiki Christian Church, Pastor Phil Mark joined us in holy matrimony. Jackie's sister Peggy was the maid of honor, and my best friend Roy was the best man. Our precious baby daughter Jennifer was our flower girl. A year later, on January 10, 1984, Justin was born. Jackie had such intense morning sickness throughout her pregnancy that we both agreed that having two children was sufficient. I was extremely happy that Jackie wanted to raise our children in Hawaii. In 1989, we were fortunate to buy a house in Mililani. It's a friendly community with high-quality public schools, numerous parks, and recreational facilities with abundant activities and sports for our children. They had many opportunities to play, socialize, and make lifelong friends. Our children are still close to these friends and their parents. Jackie was a hairstylist for Supercuts in Nuuanu for almost 20 years. She had a hair salon set up in our garage where Jackie could entertain family, friends, and neighbors. Justin was her personal hair model for different haircuts. Mohawk, reverse mohawk, buzz cut, classic bowl cuts, mullet, spiky, and crew cut. He wore them proudly. Our family grew in 1999. We legally adopted Nalani and Jared into our family. The legal process took 2 years to complete. Nalani was 7 years old and Jared was 2 months old when they initially came to us. Jennifer and Justin helped us tremendously in raising them. In 2008, Jackie was diagnosed with glioblastoma, an aggressive malignant tumor affecting her brain. The average glioblastoma survival time is 12 to 18 months. Only 25% of the patients survive more than 1 year, and only 5% of such patients survive more than 5 years. Dr. Jonathan Cho, her oncologist, called Jackie his miracle walking patient. Dr. Cho prescribed an MRI to be done every 6 months and later once a year. The results was always negative, no cancer. Jackie always gave the glory to God. Jackie was a family member of this church, Calvary Chapel, Honolulu. Calvary was her home away from home. Here she shared fellowship, Bible study, prayer, worship, service, and stewardship. Jackie believed in one God, who is the creator of heaven and earth, that God eternally exists in three persons, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Most of her lifelong friends have developed through a connection to her church family. One of Jackie's proudest moments was when our son Jared graduated with the class of 2015 from Calvary Chapel Christian School. On December 16, 2020, Jackie was rushed to Queens Medical Hospital in critical condition from a diabetic coma with severe dehydration and a very high blood sugar level. As a family, we agreed that Jackie couldn't live alone and that a care home was the best choice for a medical condition that needed attention during the day and night. One of her most significant challenges of living in a care home was her loss of independence over her daily routine. She was no longer in charge of her life, and she struggled to adapt. I was responsible for taking Jackie to various doctor's appointments, cancer treatments, CT or MRI scan, or any other medical appointments. I would try to plan a simple lunch date to give her an opportunity to be out of the care home and just enjoy a nice meal. These are a few of our favorites that we both enjoy. Zippy's oxtail soup, L&L's chicken katsu, Shigi's saimin, Cattle Company, Mariachi Mexican, Kimchi 7, and Chili's dessert molten chocolate cake. Raw Garden and Ala Moana Hotel dim sum. We tried other dim sum, but there's no comparison. Dining out was a way to bring us together and have a good time. As at present time, Jackie and I probably have six beautiful grandchildren, four girls and two boys. Their names are Liliana, Lily, Danica, Ocean, JJ or Justin Jr., and our baby Isabella Mahina. Love you all. I remember one day as I was driving Jackie home from a doctor's appointment. She pointed to the sky and there was a big, beautiful rainbow. Jackie said, "Our children are the rainbows of our life, and our grandchildren are the pots of gold at the end of the rainbow." That made me cry, thinking how precious and true what she had just said. On January 18, 2024, Jackie peacefully went to be with our Lord Jesus Christ. Surrounded by Justin, Jennifer, Joyce, Mercy, Jackie's mother, Klang, her caretaker, and me. Days later, I found a beautiful poem that touched my heart, as if Jackie had placed it there to comfort her and reassure me. As I read this poem to you, listen to the words and feel her presence as if she's personally speaking to each one of you. "Gone away. An angel whispered, 'Take my hand. Come with me. Your work here is done.' I went to a place where there's no tears, nor sorrow, only laughter and smiles. There will always be a tomorrow. As I move amongst the cloud, I look down and smile upon you while the angels sing a heavenly song. I am not alone. All who went before are here. They awaited my return. I know your grief, and I wish I was still here. I am here in the memories you hold dear. Remember how much I love you, and know I took your love with me. I did not wish for you to cry nor feel sad. My pain is gone, and I am free. Soon you'll come to me. Until then, God will be with you just as he's with me." There's a small but beautiful sandy beach with access to the best coral on the North Shore. It is called Three Tables because of the flat land with coral formation into the water in front of the beach. We have spent many summer times at Three Tables with our children, having fun swimming, snorkeling, and just relaxing. Tomorrow morning, we will honor Jackie's memory in a private ceremony and scatter her ashes at Three Tables, which is a special place that she loved. Thank you, Jackie, for the journey we shared, for the love that we experienced, and for the growth that came from our time. Even in her final days, Jackie's faith did not waver. Her hope in Christ's promise of eternal life was a comforting assurance, not only for her, but also for her loved ones. Jackie approached her journey home to the Lord with dignity and a peaceful heart, secured in the knowledge that she was merely transitioning to a place where there's no more pain, no more tears, only everlasting joy in the presence of our Lord Jesus Christ. Farewell, Jackie. Your journey on earth is complete, but your legacy lives on through our children and our grandchildren. You fought the good fight, you have finished the race, you have kept the faith. Now rest in peace in the arms of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Thank you. I just got a friendly reminder. Please join us for lunch after this beautiful celebration of life. For dessert, we have Jackie's favorite Chantilly cake from Lilia Bakery. As an inside joke that Jackie would always tease me was, "Hey, you like cake?" And I would smile and say, "Yes, I love cake." I love you, Jackie. Thank you.
Sometimes it's a little easier as a pastor to do services because you're not as overlapped in someone's life, but I'm amongst the one fighting back tears here with you guys. What a sister she was. How many of you had your hair cut besides Justin by Jackie? Anybody else in this room? Yeah, me too. Multiple times, even here in our radio studio. I tell you, she's always around. At this time, I would like to call up Joyce Davis, Jackie's sister, and she's going to share some more memories of Jackie. Come on up, Joyce.
Hi, everybody. I'm trying to get through this, so, and bear with me, it's a little long, but it's kind of hard to condense so much time with Jackie into a few pages. Hi, everyone. Thank you for coming to celebrate the life of my sister, Jacqueline Amano. Jackie would have been so happy to see how much love has been poured out for her. I'm Jackie's youngest sister, Joyce. Jackie is one of five siblings, John, Peggy, then came Jackie, Robert, and myself. Our oldest brother, John, passed away a year and a half ago. She's survived by our mother, Mercedes, who is 85 years old and could not make the trip here today. She's watching online from her home in California. Jackie was born in Los Angeles, California on February 18th, 1962. She was born to our parents, John and Mercedes. For much of our childhood, we lived in Long Beach, California. My grandmother, Lily, was a big part of our upbringing as she lived with us. Jackie and Lily had an incredibly special bond. Our childhood was filled with lots of wonderful memories in our home. Jackie and I were 8 years apart in age, so even though we didn't share much of the same interests, she was always there to make any occasion better. Jackie loved the beach, she loved surfing, horses, hanging out with her friends, and going to concerts. Fun fact, she was an amazing dancer. She danced Spanish dances in her youth, and she would have very elaborate, beautiful costumes with castanets, the whole nine yards. My sister could always find something adventurous to do. She would often babysit some of my friends, making for some of my greatest childhood memories. Truth or dare, dance competitions, Ding Dong Ditch 'em were at the top of the list. Jackie and I had an incredible bond as far back as I can remember. I remember one time driving with my mom to pick her up from work where she was waitressing. Without missing a beat, she had my favorite ice cream sundae with extra hot fudge ready for me to feast on. She always knew what would make me happy, and she was great at making every single person she knew feel special. When Jackie was just 17, she decided to move to Hawaii with a few friends. I remember feeling incredibly sad as I knew I would hardly get to see her. Shortly after moving to Hawaii, she met and fell in love with Johnny Amano. Not too much later, they welcomed their first child, Jennifer, to the family. Motherhood fit Jackie well. She beamed with happiness over being a mommy. I remember falling in love with being an auntie for the first time. Soon after that, Justin was welcomed to the family, and life could not have been better. Jackie's heart was on overload. Being a mother was her dream come true. She was just a natural. Several years later, her and John welcomed Jared and Alani to the family, and now life was truly complete. Jackie was a mama bear, always involved with the kids, sports, church life, anything to do with the kids, you can count on her being there. Jackie would always insist that I come for long summer breaks. I think that was Johnny's favorite time in life. Those were some of my favorite memories. Johnny's parents, Yvonne and Pete, and her sister and his sister, Leigh, were just wonderful, not only to Jackie, but to me and my entire family. They loved Jackie so much. Jackie always said Hawaii was like paradise, and she just fell in love with all the beauty of the island. I could see why she chose this to be her forever home. Early on, I remember Jackie bringing me to church with her, and I remember it being life-changing. The people around were so kind and loving. We had fun things to do as a teenager, and I remember learning about Jesus like I had never known him before. Little did I know, my sister was planting seeds in my life that I would later come back to. Sorry. Jackie would come to visit our family in California often. On one trip, Jackie brought Jennifer and Justin when they were very little. They were able to visit their great-grandmother, Lily, which ended up being her one and only visit, meeting her great-grandchildren. It was a memory that will stay with all of us forever. My stepdad, Richie, loved it when Jackie would come to visit because she was the all-time baker. I'm sure many of you can attest to that. She would make her famous fudge that he absolutely loved. Fast forward, Jackie was always my mentor and my voice of reason. At age 15, I became a teen mom, and Jackie was one of the first people on the phone calling me to tell me it's going to be okay. She encouraged me, she counseled me, and she ended up being a second mom to my son, Jonathan. She absolutely loved him. They had a special bond even until her last days. At one point in my life, John and Jackie ended up taking me into their home with my two young sons, Jonathan and Joshua. As I desired to relocate my life to Hawaii, both John and Jackie were there to support me in a very difficult time. I'm forever grateful. I ended up moving into the apartments that Jackie was managing in Pearl City, right upstairs from where John and Jackie lived. Another favorite time for John, I'm sure. To say that we were inseparable was an understatement. We did everything together, and the kids were all best friends. After moving back to California, I met my husband, Michael. Of course, I had to bring him back to Hawaii so he could meet my sister and the family. They hit it off. And who knew that we could all share the same kind of silliness and love for one another? We loved going on drives, listening to classic rock, hitting all of our favorite eating spots. You can always count on Jackie for meeting you at the airport with beautiful Lays and candies, and most importantly, one of those big bear hugs that she would never let go. Much later, she was the one that planned our complete wedding here in Hawaii. From beginning to end, she took pride in planning and preparing it. She included much of this church family here to help. She would often call me and ask me, what do you think about this, or what do you think about that? Those were before cell phone pictures. And I would tell her, I just trust you. Do whatever you think is best. On my wedding day, I told her, sister, you did a perfect job. And it truly was perfect. Fast forwarding, there was a time when Jackie and Jared came to live with my husband and I and our children, Ryan, Brandon, and Joshua, in Las Vegas. We had the time of our lives. We had so much fun together. She took over as the chef of the house and would spoil everyone, including my husband, as she would make him her famous carrot cake and her special omelets. and all her favorite Hawaiian dishes. My husband had such a beautiful heart for Jackie and would make sure that we would do all the fun things she loved and would completely spoil her. I'm incredibly grateful to my husband for loving my sister and making sure we had plenty of sister time. He knew we needed that. And making sure that I could come here and visit as often as I could while he held down the fort back at home. Last year, we made it a point to come to Hawaii to visit her for her birthday, thinking this might be her last. I'm so grateful for that visit, as it was the last time we were able to go out, venture around the island, and do all the fun things we used to do. We had an amazing time together. We even went back to my wedding spot at the Kahala Mandarin and watched the dolphins. She loved the dolphins. We all had a special bond that could not be broken. In Vegas, Jackie and I started going to church together, and I can honestly say that is where the light turned on for me, and all the things that she had been telling me about Jesus finally made sense. Once Jackie and Jared moved back to Hawaii, we were still super close. We would have daily calls, sometimes 2, 3, 4, 5 a day. We would pray together, cry together, share all of life's moments together. Even though we were living very far apart, we were still connected and found a safe haven in each other. I remember one day when I received a call from John telling me that something was very wrong. He was worried about Jackie. He thought I needed to come to Hawaii as soon as possible and see if I could convince her to go to the doctor. I came as soon as I could. We ended up getting some devastating news that Jackie had brain cancer, a glioblastoma to be exact. After the doctor tried to remove as much of the tumor as he could, he told us that Jackie didn't have much time to live. As you can imagine, we were all completely destroyed. I remember watching Jackie walk through the toughest time in her life with such confidence and faith in her Lord that it astounded people. She literally said she had a peace that surpassed all understanding. She knew that God was watching over her. These times were so difficult, and I was so thankful when Justin decided to move in with her to help her during this time. I know that was not easy. Thank you, Justin. As time progressed, Jennifer had a daughter named Liliana, and that was Jackie's dream come true. Jackie was now a Nana, and she was on top of the moon. She was so excited and would always talk about Lily and all the things that she was doing in her life. She would tell me about all of her hula, soccer games, and how wonderful she was doing in school. She was definitely a proud Nana. Jackie was a true living miracle of God. Not only did she survive the brain cancer, she went into complete remission. It was unheard of to have survived this type of cancer. The cancer affected her frontal lobe, and so as time passed, it was obvious that certain personality characteristics became different. But I am so thankful to all of her friends and family that were able to rally around her during her time of need. To her church family, whom she loved so much here at Calvary Chapel, Honolulu, this was her home away from home. I'm so grateful to you all. She enjoyed working in the cafe and the bookstore here, and she even had her own cancer ministry here. She loved encouraging people with her story. I remember one time when she was visiting me in California that we went to my church's women's retreat. There she came across Pastor Chuck Smith's daughter. She was so excited to meet Cheryl that she quickly told her of her testimony and all that happened to her with her brain cancer, and that how by God's grace she was still here. Cheryl quickly asked her to be the guest speaker that night in front of hundreds, and I mean hundreds, of ladies, and Jackie, without hesitation, took the opportunity to share the love of God with everyone. She was not fearful at all. She had the entire room captivated. She was amazing. I was so proud, I thought, in that moment to be her sister. Next, Jackie's son, Justin, got married to his beautiful wife, Tara. They have two beautiful daughters, Lily and Danica, and their amazing son, JJ. Justin would often take JJ to visit Jackie at her home in her later days. Those were days that just made her light up. She absolutely adored this little boy. Tara and Justin were soon to be expecting their new baby girl in September 2023. Unfortunately, this would not be Jackie's only encounter with cancer. A few years ago, she was diagnosed with uterine cancer. After surgery and chemo, we thought that she was home free. But it was with deep sadness that we heard just about a year later that Jackie had stage lung 4 cancer. Things did not look good for her. I remember asking her specifically, "What do you want to do? Do you want to continue to fight?" You see, she had the hope of Justin and Tara's baby. Jackie said, "I want to be here long enough to meet the baby." So without hesitation, Jackie started chemo again in hopes of prolonging her life to meet her new little granddaughter. In between that, Jackie had a brain abscess that set off all the alarm bells. Her doctor had called me and told me we needed to come out as soon as possible because she had less than 2 weeks to live. Immediately, my son Jonathan and I came to Hawaii to be by her side. As the days progressed, she seemed to be getting a little better. In fact, she even had a conversation with Justin in which she told him, "Don't worry, I'm going to be here to meet that baby." Praise God for his goodness, because little baby Isabella Mahina Amano was born on September 22nd, 2023. Jackie met her beautiful granddaughter just as she wanted. And not only that, she had an additional 4 months with her. Thank you, Jesus. Jackie was my hero in every way. She was my first best friend. She was my other half. The one that knew me the best, the one that could read me like a book, my prayer partner, and so much more. I will be forever empty without her in my life. Jackie and I literally had so many nicknames for each other that I'm actually making it a point to write them all down so I never forget them. We could almost read each other's minds. We even had a language of our very own. I'm so grateful to have had a sister like her. I'm so grateful that in her last couple of years, we were able to FaceTime with my mom, three-way our calls, so that we could all have a few giggles together. My mom and I would make sure that we tried to stay connected to her, even though she was losing the ability to speak, but just to encourage her and lift her spirits. The greatest thing I had to look forward to is knowing that one day I'll be reunited with her in heaven. As we would often say to each other, we really have to make sure to ask God if we could be next door neighbors, or better yet, roommates in heaven. You think he'll do that? She said, "Yeah, I think so." Oh, what glorious days lay ahead of us. Jackie would want you all to be encouraged that she is right where she longed to be. She is right where she prepared to be. She is in her new heavenly body, right there in the Lord's presence, dancing on the streets of gold. She knew that heaven was awaiting her. She had such a deep faith in the Lord and loved reading his word, listening to worship music. It was a big part of her life. She is more alive in heaven right now than she's ever been here on earth. You see, her body became her prison. But her chains are now broken. She's been set free. I know that she would not want me to miss the opportunity to tell you that life is short. And at the end of it all, the only thing that matters is where you decide to spend eternity. It's not a, "I think I might go to heaven" kind of a question. We should know. It's a relationship built with Jesus, realizing he is God. He created us. Jackie would not want me to miss this opportunity. In fact, she told me so. To let you know that we all fall short of God's glory, meaning we all miss the mark. We had all sinned in our lives, and it doesn't matter what kind of sin. It's just that we've sinned, each and every one of us. The Bible says the penalty for that sin is death, separation from God. But we have some good news. The good news is the gospel. In fact, that's what the gospel means, good news. He, Jesus, that never sinned, died for all of our sins. He was that perfect lamb, that perfect sacrifice, took our place, and nailed our sins to him on that cross. And all he asks is for you to repent, turn from your sins, and ask Jesus into your life. Let him be the one to guide you. Read his word, get in it, know him, and learn of him. It's the one decision you'll never regret. In fact, it's the one Jackie made many, many years ago. And as Jesus promised, she's now in paradise with him. She got to hear, "Well done, good and faithful servant. Welcome into the kingdom of heaven." That was his promise. I know she would want to see all of her loved ones there with her one day. That was her biggest prayer. Please take this message seriously, as I know this is her heart to each and every one of you. Heaven is not a default place. It's a prepared place for prepared people. I want to thank each and every one of you for your love, your compassion, and kindness for my sister. A special thank you to Justin and Tara, as I know how difficult the commitments are of raising a young family. And yet you made the time to make so many special memories for your mom. Thank you. Justin, taking time to visit your mom on the weekends and brighten her day with JJ and baby Mahina was her best medicine. It's all she wanted. I want to thank you guys for your love. All her children made a special effort to connect with her in her last days. And ultimately, I know that was her big prayer. To her caregivers, Clegg and Jay, and their family, there are not enough words to share with all of you how amazing you people are. You showed Christ-like love for somebody you barely knew. And we're forever indebted to you. And finally, I have to give a very huge special thank you to my brother-in-law, Johnny, who has gone beyond measure to be there for my sister, even when you were not obligated to do so. I don't know anybody that would have gone through the lengths that you went for my sister, even when she made things difficult. If it were not for you, John, Jackie would have never made it this far. You took her to all her doctor's appointments. You were there for her through all her chemo appointments. You made sure she had everything she needed. You would even take her out to eat and take her to the movies just to keep her mind occupied. You kept meticulous care of all of her medical information. It was unreal. Johnny Amano, I am forever indebted to you, and I don't only speak on my behalf, but on behalf of my mom and all my family to tell you that you will always hold a special place in our hearts for all you've done for my sister. Thank you for being there to even help me support my sister and making very difficult decisions from far away. Sorry. And finally to Jackie, my cheeky, my heart, my chiggy womp womp, my Hawaiian princess, I love you with all my heart. And I'm so happy to have had you for my sissy. You finally made it home. And you will forever live in my heart until we meet again one sweet day. Remember, I love you. Thank you.
I love you, Lord, for your mercy never fails me. All my days I've been held in your hands. From the moment that I wake up until I lay my head, oh, I will sing of the God. goodness of God. 'Cause all my life you have been faithful, and all my life you have been so, so good. With every breath that I am able, oh, I will sing of the goodness of God.
I love your voice. You have led me through the fire and darkest night. You are close like no other. I've known you as a father. I've known you as a friend. And I have lived in the goodness of God.
'Cause all my life you have been faithful. Oh yes you have. And all my life you have been so, so good. With every breath that I am able, oh I will sing of the goodness of God. Your goodness is running after, it's running after me. Your goodness is running after, it's running after me. With my life laid down, I surrender now. I give you everything. Oh, your goodness is running after, it's running after me. Oh, all my life you have been faithful. Oh, you are faithful. And all my life you have been so, so good. With every breath that I am able, oh, I'm gonna sing of the goodness of God. And all my life you have been faithful. And all my life you have been so, so good. With every breath that I am able, oh I'm gonna sing of the goodness of God.
Oh, I'm gonna sing of the goodness of God.
I can only imagine what it will be like when I walk by your side. I can only imagine what my eyes will see when your face is before me. I can only imagine. Surrounded by your glory, what will my heart feel? Will I dance for you, Jesus, or in awe of you be still? Will I stand in your presence, or to my knees will I fall? Will I sing hallelujah? Will I be able to speak at all? I can only I can only imagine. I can only imagine when that day comes and I find myself standing in the sun. I can only imagine when all I would do is for
champion. I can only imagine, yeah. I can only imagine. Surrounded by your glory, what will my heart feel? Will I dance for you, Jesus, or in awe of you be still? Will I stand in your presence, or to my knees will I fall? Will I sing hallelujah? Will I be able to speak at all? I can only
angels. Okay, this one's for Gabby.
Why can't I
seeing all those different seasons of, yeah, good job. Everybody involved in putting that together, that was really special. I personally, got to know Jackie in her Hawaii season and the later Hawaii season. And so I've always known her in the Lord. I've always known her as a sister in Christ. But it's just neat to see her history and all of the things that the Lord brought her through. I can say personally, by the way, my name is Jake, and I was a friend of Jackie's. I'm a pastor here at the church, one of the assisting pastors. And I was a friend of Jackie's through the fellowship here. And she certainly was one that was more than just somebody who came to the church. She was a friend to our family. And so special in our lives as well. But I thought I'd just share a few things before I briefly look at what God's word has to say about her, about where Jackie is now. But just a few things. I was thinking about it as we were watching that. A lot of my memories are with Jackie, are right here in front of this stage, praying after service. She would come up all the time. Every time after we have a worship service, we offer the opportunity. Come up and pray, whatever's going on in your life. And I will say that every time she was praying for family, just with, cared for her kids and the seasons of life they were going through, and is always just seeking the Lord on your behalf. Jen, Jared, Justin, I know Nalani as well. And I just can't help but echo what everybody else has already stated, that her family was precious to her. And she showed it. And she was also a very generous woman. As far as I knew, I was her son as well. I know I wasn't, Justin, you're her son. But, she was always sharing whatever she had. Even in her latter years, she didn't have as much resource, and yet she gave out of her lack. She would still be, Jackie, you don't do that. You don't need to bring Christmas presents to my kids. And that was just who she was. I remember one time meeting or seeing her in the Costco parking lot, and she introduced me to this guy who was clearly lived on the streets, who she had befriended and had known him for a few years, and would show up there, buy him food, and hang out and share Jesus with him. And I still see that guy. And that's just the legacy that she left. She just was the love of Christ, and it was so real. And I could go on and on. Finally, one last memory. It was my last time spent in person with Jackie. I did talk to her on the phone quite a bit, and it was with Pastor Anthony. And we went to see her at the hospital, and he brought his ukulele, and she just wanted to sing. She's like, just start jamming, let's play some worship. And so I just remember one in particular, but because, she had her head wrap, and she was in her gown, and her body was wearing down, and yet her face was beaming. We sang, How Great Is Our God, How Great Is Our God. And she just had her hands up and just singing at the top of her little voice that was left, worshiping the Lord. And it was just a real highlight for us. We went to minister to her, and there she was ministering to us. We didn't expect that, Anthony and I. But anyway, we miss you, Jackie. We miss you, sister. I wanted to share, as I said, briefly. I'm not going to go on, but for another 50 minutes or so. I'm kidding. But as it's already been stated, and I know I almost, it's like the job's already been done. Joyce, you did a great job of just sharing the gospel, but I thought I would just go ahead and just go a little further with that. But again, we are here to honor the life of Jacqueline Jackie Amano. She was a mom. She was a wife. She was a sister. She was an abuelita. She was an auntie, a tia, and she admittedly was a good friend to so many of us. And most importantly, she was a sister in Christ. And so her life is worth celebrating, and that's why we're here today. And I would say that admittedly, because of the way she lived her life, and ultimately because of a particular decision that she made in her life, it makes my job today here much easier. My responsibility is not that hard. As Paul the Apostle said of his own life, and we've seen it, it's on her brochure, it's been on the screen, I have fought the good fight, I have finished the race, I have kept the faith. Now there is in store for me the crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will award to me on that day. And not only for me, but also to all who have longed for his appearing, that award awaits. Jackie finished her race. She's POW. And the hard part is that she beat us. We're still in it. But she's pow, she beat us to the finish. Let's look real quick. You don't have to open your Bibles. If you have one, you can. But I'm just going to read out of 1 Corinthians 15, and I just share a little bit. But it really speaks for itself. Now, brothers and sisters, this is speaking to the church. So this is for those of you that know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. The Holy Spirit dwells in you, and you've been born again. Brothers and sisters in Christ, I want to remind you of the gospel I preached to you, which you received and on which you have taken your stand. By this gospel, you are saved. If you hold firmly to the word I preach to you, otherwise you've believed in vain. For what I received, I pass on to you as of first importance, that Christ died for our sins, according to the scriptures, that he was buried and that he was raised on the third day, according to the scriptures, and that he appeared to Cephas and then to the 12. After that, he appeared to more than 500 of the brothers and sisters at the same time, most of whom are still living. Of course, they're not now. But this was when this letter was written, though some have fallen asleep or gone on to be with the Heavenly Father. Then he appeared to James, then to all the apostles, and last of all, he appeared to me also. Again, this is Paul speaking. But if it is preached that Christ has been raised from the dead, how can some of you say that there is no resurrection of the dead? If there's no resurrection of the dead, then not even Christ has been raised. And if Christ hasn't been raised, our preaching is useless, and so is your faith. More than that, we are then found to be false witnesses about God, for we have testified about God that he raised Christ from the dead. But if he did not raise him, in fact, then the dead are not raised. For if the dead are not raised, then Christ has not been raised either. And if, I know this is can be confusing, just follow along. And if Christ has not been raised, your faith is futile or pointless. You're still in your sins. Then those also who have fallen asleep in Christ are lost. Those who have died already, there is no hope for them either. If only for this life we have hope in Christ, we are of all people most to be pitied. Christianity without eternal life is pitiful. It's a sad story. If Jackie simply came to an end, how hopeless. How hopeless. If knowing Christ was just to make your life better here on earth, that doesn't benefit you at all, because we all will die. We will all have a slideshow like this one day. That's a heavy reality. The Bible says it's better to go to a funeral than a party, because it puts everybody that's seated in here, everyone that attends a funeral, it makes you think about your own life. It makes you realize that you too will one day pass on. But it isn't just emptiness. There isn't just a better life because you know Jesus. I know you've probably heard that Jesus will make you rich. Jesus will make you healthy. There's churches that say that, and that's sadly not always the case. But he does give you eternal riches and glory, as we know our sister has right now. It goes on, it says, but Christ has indeed been raised from the dead, the first fruits of those who have fallen asleep. If the dead are not raised, let us eat and drink, for tomorrow we die. Look, if this life is it, let's just party up, because there's not much time to enjoy. Let's go paina right now. Why are we wasting time in this sanctuary when we could go get drunk and high and just celebrate and, you know, laugh it off? But do not be misled. Bad company corrupts good character. Come back to your senses as you ought and stop sinning, for there are some who are ignorant of God. But someone will ask, how are the dead raised? With what kind of body will they come? How foolish. What you sow does not come to life unless it dies. When you sow, you do not plant the body that will be, but just as a seed, perhaps of wheat or something else, papaya, mango, what have you. But God gives it a body as he has determined, and to each kind of seed he gives its own body. Not all the flesh is the same. People have one kind of flesh, animals have another, birds another, and fish another. There are also heavenly bodies and earthly bodies. But the splendor of the heavenly bodies is one kind, and the splendor of the earthly bodies is another. The sun has one kind of splendor, the moon another, and stars another, and star differs from star in splendor. So it will be with the resurrection of the dead. The body that is sown perishable is raised imperishable. It is sown in dishonor, it is raised in glory. It is sown in weakness, it's raised in power. It is sown a natural body, it is raised a spiritual body. Dear Jackie has left her perishable, dishonorable, weak, natural body in exchange for an imperishable, spiritual body with glory and with power. Although she was quite a beautiful young lady, right? I mean, my goodness. But oh, the Jackie that we can't see yet now. The life that she lived for the Lord, the glory of the Lord shining through her, now fully seen, fully revealed before him. If there is a natural body, then there is also a spiritual body. Every man and woman and child is both body and spirit. Our spirit was made to know our Creator, Jesus Christ. Again, in 1 Corinthians, I declare to you, brothers and sisters, that flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God, nor does the perishable inherit the imperishable. So these bodies are incompatible with the kingdom of God. This flesh cannot go on to heaven. This cannot go with us. Not only are we not taking these bodies, we're not going to take our accomplishments. No resumes, no credentials. These things are all perishable. As noble as they are, they won't last for eternity. God's word indicates that being a good person and living a wholesome life, although, again, good, they don't get us into heaven. Jackie could have been a horrible criminal and done all kinds of terrible crimes, and yet if she had given her life to Christ, that's all that matters. It's something that's actually really difficult for those of us that live a good life sometimes to accept. But that's not fair. It sure isn't, but that's the grace of God. An old poet said, only one life, 'twill soon be past. Only what's done for Christ will last. And putting on the imperishable, Jackie has lived this life that she might have an imperishable life in heaven with the Lord. Again, in the Bible, out of 1 Corinthians, when the perishable has clothed with the imperishable and the mortal with immortality, then the saying that it is written will come true, death has been swallowed up in victory. Where, O death, is your victory? Where, O death, is your sting? The sting of death is sin, and the power of the sin is the law. But thanks be to God, he gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. So death is a passage from this life into eternity. For those whose sins have been forgiven, it's a passage, sins forgiven by the Lord Jesus Christ, I need to say. Its passage makes death powerless. The Lord took the judgment for our sins on the cross. He took the full penalty for all who would accept that. And Jackie passed into her death, I can say this confidently, fully and completely forgiven for her sin. For any of her past rebellion to God, and the sting was gone, the victory was God's, and Jackie's heart was surrendered to the Lord. But sadly, for those who resist God's love and forgiveness, for those who reject the sacrifice of Jesus Christ, the Son of God, who died on a Roman cross over 2,000 years ago, for those who refuse to acknowledge that they're sinners and that they need God's forgiveness, well, for them, death has not lost its sting. Death will have victory. For they'll go into eternal punishment, into a lake of fire, the Bible says, where there is weeping and wailing and gnashing of teeth. Not all will go to heaven. This place wasn't prepared for us. It wasn't our intention. God did not intend that. He prepared it for the enemy of our souls, Satan, the fallen one. But when we resist the love of the Lord, unfortunately, we've also resisted eternal life in heaven. Not all will go to heaven. Tragically, there's many who have gone before us or who will go in the future, and they're not in a better place, as we like to say. It makes us feel better sometimes to say that, but many forfeit eternity for the pleasures of this life or for the pride of the heart. Jesus said, enter by the narrow gate, for the gate is wide and the way is easy that leads to destruction, and those who enter by it are many, or another word would be the majority. For the gate is narrow and the way is hard that leads to life. This is Jesus speaking to each one of us, and those who find it are few. It's a road less traveled that leads to life, and it's the way of the cross. It's in the footsteps of Jesus Christ, and I ask you, will you follow him to heaven? Surrender your life to him today. The Apostle Paul wrote from prison, "For many of whom I have often told you and now tell you even with tears, walk as enemies of the cross of Christ. Their end is destruction. Their God is their belly, and they glory in their shame, with their mind set on earthly things. But our citizenship is in heaven, and from it we await a Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, who will transform our lowly body to be like his glorious body, by the power that enables him even to subject all things to himself." And so we can celebrate the fact today that Jackie is more alive than she's ever been. She has put on an imperishable body. Death could not hold her prisoner Savior. I'm sorry, I said that wrong. Death could not hold her Savior prisoner, and it could not hold her prisoner either. She's free. She's free. Therefore, my dear brothers and sisters, the final passage, 1 Corinthians 15:58. Therefore, my dear brothers and sisters, stand firm. Oni pa'a, we say in Hawaiian. Let nothing move you. Always give yourselves fully to the work of the Lord, because you know that your labor in the Lord is not in vain. Jackie had 62 almost wonderful years here, but now, because of the love of Jesus, she has endless years. Endless. It's not even measured in time. Eternity. She finished her race. How will we finish ours? Which finish line will we cross? One leading to eternal suffering, one leading to eternal life. I can so easily share the gospel at a saint's memorial service, at someone who was a sister in the Lord. It's easy. She wanted us to. She wanted me to. That's how she lived her life. And so I thought about it when Joyce was talking about how Jackie would have approved of the really lovely photos that were on her brochure. Jackie would have scolded me if I didn't share what I just shared with you. And you don't want to get a Latina on your wrong side, right? She had some jalapeno in her, for sure. I loved what Chauncey was sharing when he was getting ready to prepare for the service and thinking about it. He said, "Auntie Jackie, man, she was, what did he say? She was so feisty, but so loving." And how true that is. But I'm not in trouble. I don't think I'll be in trouble, because I had to share the full gospel with you. So we're going to close in prayer. I told you I'd be brief. I'm Paul. No worries. But we're going to close in prayer, and I'm going to give you an opportunity. If you what you just heard is something that you've resisted or something you've left and you want to return, it's just as simple as a prayer. Simple. And oh, how Jackie is likely rejoicing. It says, when one sinner repents of their sin, the angels in heaven rejoice. They sing, they party. And so Jackie's amongst that crowd now. Let's go ahead and close in prayer. You don't have to stand. We'll just pray. Dear Heavenly Father, it's a strange thing to be remembering somebody who was once here alive on earth, and it's almost surreal. When we look at these pictures and we can't call her on the phone anymore, we can't go hang out with her or laugh and hear her snicker. Oh, how much Jackie loved to laugh. Probably my favorite thing was to hear her laugh, Lord. She had a great sense of humor. But Lord, as we reflect and remember her life, Lord, we know that we're also called to responsibly rethink of our own lives. And think of our own hearts and where we stand with you, the maker of heaven and earth. And Lord, what a mistake it would be to be so proud, to be so resistant, that we would forfeit eternal life. You say, "Come to me, all who are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. for my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Oh Lord, I pray that anyone here who's carrying that heavy burden of sin, that heavy, heavy weight of resistance to their loving God, Lord, that they could let their load off right now at the cross of Jesus and know that eternal life. Lord, we thank you for a promise that's so sure and so true that a life like Jackie's was proven worthy of living for you. It's proof. Her life is proof. So, as I'm leading, if you'd like to pray this simple prayer, you can just repeat these words in your mind or quietly. It's a simple opportunity for you to invite Christ into your heart. And you would just say something along these lines. Again, you can think it how you'd like. Dear Heavenly Father, I'm sorry for my sin, for walking a life without you in disobedience. God, I don't even sometimes know if I'm disobeying or not, but I understand right now that I need your forgiveness. And so I believe, Heavenly Father, that you sent your Son, Jesus Christ, to die on a cross, to be a perfect sacrifice for me. Forgive me of my sin, Lord. I'm sorry. Jesus, come into my heart. Maybe you're praying this, but it's a return to the Lord. Lord, come back. Take over my life. Give me your Holy Spirit, Lord, that I can do this not alone, but with the power of God in me. Thank you for forgiving me for my sin. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. All right, you guys. Well, I hope if you did pray that prayer and you want to talk more, we're here. We love to talk about that, but we're here to celebrate Jackie, and as it's been made abundantly clear, we can't do that without eating. So there's grinds out there. I know Johnny and everybody brought it out and so blessed us with that. And so please hang out. Of course, thank you to all of the family who came out from various places and flew over the Pacific Ocean. Those of you who drove as far as Mililani or Waianae too, we thank you. We're just grateful that we all came together. So hang out, share memories. We're here. Let's celebrate, okay? God bless you guys.